Face. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Top military leaders from the U.S. and Ukraine sit down to discuss the future of defending against Russian aggression.
The meeting at a secret location near the Poland-Ukraine border put Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Army General Mark Milley in the same room with Ukraine's military chief General Valery Zaluzhny. It was hoped that Ukraine's general could meet with other allies in Belgium, but that meeting never materialized. A spokesman for General Milley says discussions in the past have always been about what Ukraine is trying to do to fend off Russian forces. Part of General Milley's agenda was to lay out the training at an instruction camp in Germany for Ukrainian forces. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
This coming as President Biden met with Prime Minister of the Netherlands at the White House, where the president credited the Netherlands with ensuring a coherent European response to Russian attacks on Ukraine. The husband of a Massachusetts mom who has not been seen since New Year's Day will be charged with her murder. Brian Walsh initially claimed his wife took a car service to the airport where she was to board a flight to D.C.
Prosecutors say there is no evidence Anna Walsh ever took a car anywhere that day. There is evidence, according to investigators, that Brian Walsh bought $450 worth of cleaning supplies at a Home Depot on January 2nd. They also reportedly found that Walsh had done an internet search for how to dispose of a body, and they found bloodstains and a knife in the basement of the family home.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Brian Walsh is expected to be formally charged tomorrow. Alaska state troopers say a polar bear has killed two people in the remote village of Wales. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident. Troopers say the bear had entered the community and had chased multiple residents before killing an adult female and a juvenile male. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Authorities in Nepal have begun to send the bodies of those who died in Sunday's plane crash back to their families.
All 72 passengers and crew on board the Yeti Airlines flight from Kathmandu died when the plane crashed approaching its destination in the foothills of the Himalayas. Search teams are now attempting to retrieve the last remaining body from a near 1,000-foot deep ravine. Funerals of the victims have already begun, with families anxious to retrieve the remains of loved ones. The aircraft's flight data recorder has been sent to Paris for analysis, while the cockpit voice recorder will be examined by investigators in Nepal. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Fans will get to say their goodbyes to Lisa Marie Presley later this week.
A public memorial will be held for Lisa Marie Presley, who died on Thursday at the age of 54 of cardiac arrest. A representative confirmed to Fox News Digital in a statement that the family is grateful for the well wishes. The statement read, "A public memorial service has been arranged on the front lawn of Graceland at 9 a.m. Sunday, January 22nd in Memphis. Fans can get more information on the event at Graceland.com. In addition to Elvis, Lisa Marie's late son, Benjamin Keough, who committed suicide in 2020 at the age of 27, is also buried there. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sally Field said to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 29th Annual Screen Actors Guild Award next month. Guild President Fran Drescher said in a statement, she has an enduring career because she is authentic in her performance and always projects likability and humanity. She just connects. Sally Field has won two Oscars, one for Norma Rae, the other for Places in the Heart, and three Emmys. The SAG Awards air February 26 on Netflix's YouTube channel. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.